Yes, good evening, dear listeners, and welcome to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. It's a beautiful Friday evening, and as it has always been the case, it's also that time of the evening where we discuss about business and economic matters. Yeah, and today, it's me, David Shombe, and my colleague, Zafia Basson. He's not here for now. However, we are going to proceed with business and economic segment. And as it has always been the case, this is your favorite platform. It's a platform that discusses nothing else but business and economic matters. We look at economic aspects. We look at the domestic economy. We look at the areas of economic policies. We look at leadership decisions made, political decisions which are affecting the way we do things. We also look at policies from international perspectives. We look at development of SMEs. We also look at, decision in terms of international trade, because the aim is only one. It's only one aim. It's only one aim to promote thought-provoking, questions, to promote innovative thinking, and also to promote the development of the country, because at the end of the day, the country must move, the national priorities must be reached, and they can only be reached when we bring about real discussions. Where is the economy standing on? Who are the drivers of the economy? What are the economic operators saying? And what are the challenges to reach the end? And what are the means that we are using for us, to reach the end? The end, which is a good, it's a favorable and advanced nation that everyone is aiming to be at. So, like we are always saying, after every discussion that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line. We always make sure that we open the line so that you as a listener, you as somebody with economic development at heart, you with somebody with different ideas about how we do things, you can engage us in the studio. You can call in the studio. You can air your view. You can, come up with your questions. You can come up with your constructive criticism, and also you make sure that you contribute to the discussion, because at the end of the day, for us to build the Namibia that we want, for us to build the country that we want, we need to make sure that we drive priority areas. We also need to make sure that we don't just agree with everything which is being said by one person, because states, nations, regions, and the entire, global system itself, the way it's functioning, is not built by one man, or it's not built by yes men. That's why we always need to make sure that, we agree to disagree, so that we can come up with, those ideas, because there's always a saying to say debaters, they co-create knowledge. Debaters are co-creators of knowledge. Can be debaters are co-creators of knowledge. That's why in academia, different opinions and views are very much welcomed, are very much welcome, because it's the only way that can allow you to think differently. It's also the only way that can also allow you to question what you think is the fact or what you think is true. And it's also the only way that, you can also come up with a different, smart way of how to do things. So, after every conversation, like I said, we are going to open the line. However, before we go to the main discussion for today, before we go to the main conversation for today, we always make sure that our dear listeners, you follow us in all our social media platform. You follow us in all our social media platform. That is, of course, Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram. And also make sure that you follow us on LinkedIn. And that is the only better way on how you can be up to date with economic news. That is the only better way that you can be up to date with trade news. It's the only better way that you can be up to date with energy news, and also up to date with what is happening, particularly domestic, regional, and also at an international level. And we are always saying, for you to make long-term strategic economic decisions, you need to have access to data, you need to have access to platforms, and you also need to make sure that you are up to date with what is happening. Because if you want to start a business, for example, if you want to advance your either academic research, individual research, business research, you need to make sure that you become friends with data. You need to make sure that you have what we call economic intelligence. You understand how data are working. Then, very important also, is also to make sure that the data that you get, the economic data that you get, you also need to make sure that you use them wisely, and to save you time and also energy. So on top of you following us in all our social media platform, also make sure that, you know, we also have an e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. It's an online paper. It's an online newspaper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday. So if you want to be up to date, if you want to make sure that, you know, you are up to date with your economic news, make sure that you download our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. Then you can read it yourself. You can read it yourself in your phone, just like that. On top of that, a lot of people are asking, Eagle FM, why are we not able to listen to your shows at in our town? Why are we not able to listen to your shows at different, you know, areas in Namibia? Like we are always saying, we are moving toward an advanced world. We are moving toward a smart way of how to do things. And we are making your life very easy by subscribing or by downloading our Eagle FM app in your phone, that you can use it. Let's go to a commercial.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM.
Yes, like I was saying, make sure that you download Eagle FM app so that you can be able to listen to ongoing programs which are on air. Then you will also be able to listen to, you know, past programs. You know, there could be a situation, or there are some situation where you missed a certain program, you missed a certain news, you missed a certain presentation which was happening at Eagle FM. Then the best way to do it, when you download our app, when you download the Eagle FM app in your phone, you'll be able to go to podcast. That is, of course, an open archive. Podcast is an open archive that you can go into. Then you'll be able to follow the programs which have passed. Then that is your open archive for you to do research, and you'll be with us. So the last app, or the last thing about Eagle FM product before I go to the conversation for today, is Imba app. Imba app is an app which consists of hymn songs which are in Oshiwambo, which are in English, which are in Afrikaans, Ocherero, Sirozi, and other local Namibian languages. So when you download Imba app, it make your life easy, particularly the believers, particularly individuals, so when you attend, you can attend church, you attend, happy events, and also unfortunate but obvious life events, like funerals and also memorial service, in a situation where you do not have a hymn book, you can just download the Imba app. Then when you download the Imba app, it make your life easy because you'll be able to follow, you'll be able to. And I always like giving this example to say, even a pastor can be able to lead a congregation with just Imba app as, alternative or another form of a hymn book in a smart way, in a smartphone. So make sure that you download Imba app, make sure that you're up to date, and make sure that you are living in the world of digitalization. So we are going to have a commercial break. Then from there, we are starting with the conversation for today. So stay tuned.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuro Ekupitira Mohorike Radio Station Oyo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekwatafano na Monica Koshikondosho Ipindi kon Norahita Twimwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe Nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahetatu natu, mbali ohetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before.
Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And the conversation for today is going to be an extension of yesterday and this week's conversation, particularly when it's coming to energy, particularly when it's coming to electricity, because those are the main discussions that we must unpack. Those are the main discussions that we must unpack in order to make sure that, we prioritize what need to be prioritized. And we also need to make sure that, Namibia is moving to the direction where everyone is going to be happy. Namibia is moving to the direction where everyone is going to be included. And we are real about what we want to achieve. The conversation of today is, we are asking a question to say, why do we have to pay for high electricity price if we have all the sources of energy to produce electricity? Now, before I give you context, it's very important to understand that geographically and in terms of content of mineral resources, Namibia is well positioned, and everything under the soil in Namibia marine resources on air can be able to sustain the numbers of people that Namibia has. Now, we are bringing this conversation based on what is happening particularly at the energy sector. Namibia is one of the beautiful country which has very brilliant, ambitious, well-planned goals. However, there is imbalance in terms of what we always plan and also what we always achieve. Yesterday, we asked a question to say, why do you have to electrify something that is not, that cannot be, that's not affordable to the citizen, because we are talking, where is Namibia in terms of energy sector? Based on a business report, it was indicated that, between January 2024 and December 2025, there's an estimation of around 6.8 billion euros to be spent on the importation of power in Namibia. What does it mean? It means that in a span of not more than 2 years, Namibia will have spent around 6.8 billion in importation of electricity. Why are we even talking about importation of electricity? Number one, one thing that we need to understand is that Namibia is still importing most of its electricity outside the country, mostly Zambia and South Africa. Looking at where we are now as a country and where we are going, we are at the point where we want to achieve all our goals at the same time without even looking at the resources that the country has. Now, this conversation is based on the conversation where the Ministry of Mines, Energy and Industry has ambitions to make sure that in the next 4 years, by 2030, by 2030, you cannot count 2025 and 2030 anymore. By 2030, there's an ambition to electrify around 70% of Namibian households. Electricity, even at the rural area. When you talk about 70% of Namibian households, it means that deep down the village, every house must have electricity. That is a very brilliant ambition, very brilliant ambition. Now, you look at where you are standing as a country. You look at where you are standing as a country. Yes, you can say yes. It's a very beautiful thing. Now, can you afford the electricity as a state? That's a question that you need to ask yourself. Can you afford it before you distribute it? That is a paradox. Because when you look at what have happened on Tuesday is that the Electricity Control Board of Namibia, which is a regulatory body which determines the price, it negotiates on behalf of the citizens, and it also makes sure that the licensees and those who are in charge of distributing and transmission of electricity are complying with the law, happen to negotiate with NamPower, which was acquiring 17.44% of electricity tariff increment. Then they happened to negotiate to come to 3.8% back tariff increment, where one unit of electricity go beyond $2 per unit. Now, one thing you need to understand is that even those who are in charge of regulating the institution of electricity, they are saying they are concerned about Namibia continue importing electricity, and electricity continue to be very expensive. Now the question that you're asking yourself is like, you have food that you want to distribute to children, or maybe a food that you want to distribute to an orphanage. Then you start giving golden plate before measuring the amount of food that you have. You do not know what you have. Because if you have 50 kg, but the capacity or people that were supposed to be covered, they're supposed to be fulfilled by 120 kg, then you are supposed to measure what you have. What are the resources that you have, and where are we as a country? Because there must be a relationship between planning, implementation. There must be a relationship between planning, resources, and implementation. Because you are already struggling with not, able to produce your own electricity. Where there is a contradictory in terms of energy activists. Some are saying, let's go green. Some are saying, let's use both energy. And you just do not understand. Why can't we take a bold decision and look at the resources that we have and use them for the benefit of our people? Because at the end of the day, if we continue doing what we are doing, we will not achieve anything. We will not achieve anything because ambitions, planning, and also dreaming, those are not yet actions. Practical implementation, seeing resources at what you have and move forward to implement what you need to implement. Those are real decisions. Those are real solutions to, Namibian problems. Now, let us look at the broader Namibian economy in general. Let us look at the broader Namibian economy in general. Let us look at how we are going to survive in the next 5 years. If you look at the statistics, if you look at the numbers, there is always a saying to say numbers don't lie. If you look at the numbers, numbers are indicating that 106 billion is budgeted for Namibian budget. That's a national budget. So before we go to the statistics, before we go to the economic situation where we are, then we understand, are we broke, or we have enough, or we can survive? Let's go to a commercial break, but then maybe we can open the line for a few minutes. Then we can continue.
Sewentu Beer asked Namibia to be real, and we got 500,000 responses from Racina and the other 1,400 who are Crocs with socks. 10,000 peeps like T-Boss, whose nicknames are their real names, and 2,100 with the chops to master a braai like Arnold. It doesn't get more real than that. As Vintuk, the real beer for real people, we recognize the 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuro olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita twimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tunatu bali oheta tuvatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people...
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. With me, David Shombe. We are looking at Namibia energy sector, and we are also looking at the broader Namibian economy in general. We are doing an analysis of our state. Are we able to practically implement the plans and strategies that we have? Because it has been for a very long time where there's a lot of pronunciation been made. Just before I come to the content, I've seen a statement where NIDA, a state agency, indicating that by 2030 they are also going to create around 35,000 jobs. I don't know where. I don't know where the plan is. I don't know how. I don't know in which sector. I'm not criticizing them, but I'm just thinking, why can't we note these things down and also hold the people that are promising us what they say they are promising us to see if they are already going to do it? Because if you have big ambitions of creating something like 35,000 jobs by 2030, you should have already started with maybe 200,000 within this year, because you need to move at a certain. You should already started with maybe 100. Even 100,000 or something within the year before you move. You could have already started with something. Maybe you start with 10,000 or 20,000, then we see where you are going to be. Because you are talking about 35, maybe below 35,000, you must start with something. 100, 200 jobs, 1,000, start with something, then we see. So let's come back to the conversation for today. The conversation for today, we are assessing Namibia economic sector based on the energy. And also today we are talking about based on the report by the business report, which was given on the 8th of May, which is indicating that as we are standing now, Namibia is the only country in SADC region which has high price in terms of electricity. What does it mean? It means that we are at a crossroad. It means that we are at a crossroad because we need energy to move forward. We need energy to industrialize. And in terms of an ordinary person, we are trading for not too good reasons. Because let us give ourselves a context. Namibia, the new administration started this year, 21st March 2025, with new technocrats in place and new brilliant ambitions. A lot of pronunciation have been made, but still a lot need to be seen in terms of practical reality on the ground. Now, when you look at our budget, is 106 billion, and it's a budget which it's only has a difference of 6 billion compared to the previous year's budget, which was 100 billion, just 6 billion difference. Then you look at what do we want? We are faced with highest youth unemployment in SADC region. We are leading in SADC region. We are faced with highest youth unemployment in SADC region. And there's a lot of pronunciation about creating job opportunities to young people. However, there are also those things which are taking us back. There's a lot of things which are taking us back to say, yes, we are planning about A, B, C, and D, but what we are doing is not corresponding with what we are saying. Now, there's a sector of energy which is already lacking. There's an increment in terms of electricity price. Let's go back to the context of the Namibian economy itself. Just by looking at the budget on its own, it has already been said that it's not enough. And Bank of Namibia wrote a borrowing strategy, of around 30 billion to say we need 30 billion to boost Namibia national budget. Then around 20 billion there will be sourced domestically and around 10 from outside. On top of that, before we talk about energy, on top of that, then you have the same central bank, the same institution which is supposed to guide and protect our economy, went on, apparently, maybe I do not understand very well, to comply with international banking system by printing and also modifying 50 Namibian dollars. And it's very important to make sure that if you want to develop our country, we need to make sure that we hold every institution accountable, whether it's a judicial system, whether it's a central bank, whether it's the state itself. And that is the only way that we are going to move forward, because if we are not transparent enough, everything is going to be lost. Then you ask yourself, is it really necessary? Is it really necessary to modify $50 at this time, and at what cost? Because there is always a cost about modifying money. There is always a cost. And I understand that there are certain rules that everything should not be revealed, but was it the timing or okay? Do we have time to do those things? Even as we are speaking now, do we have time to do those things? And what are they saying about the Namibian economy? Now, on top of that, there is also another thing. Just yesterday, when you look on social media, when you look at current news, you'll be able to understand that the director of ACC, Mr. Noah, complained about the budget, complained about the budget that is allocated to him, that he's not able to do anything. We want to advance. We are declaring corruption as treason, but we are not supporting ACC. Why are we not doing what we are saying? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. Why are you not doing what you are saying? Because if you are declaring corruption as treason, why can't you capacitate ACC? Why can't you make ACC a best institution, well-paying institution, to have best investigators and also to have best analysts that can be able to either prevent and also be able to stop? And those are some of the things that we need to put in mind. Now, the sector of energy. The sector of energy in Namibia is a very complicated sector. The sector of energy in Namibia is a very complicated sector. And when we are going to analyze that business day report, it was indicated that In terms of energy, other African countries have already started to have other alternative source of energy, like solar. And just to add to that, the report has also indicated that when you talk about Namibia, Namibia is the only country which is well positioned and could have the capacity to use solar and also other alternative source of energy. In terms of our geographical location, in terms of our plenty of desert area, in terms of our how we are stationed, it's easier for us to use solar power to capacitate our energy. And on top of that, we can also discuss about the use of nuclear energy. Because I remember there was one engineer who also we got into our program by the name Festus Nonyango. Then he spoke with strength on nuclear plant. He also spoke with strength on other source of energy. Then the question that you're asking yourself, I know it's very easy to criticize when you are far, and also are very difficult to drive when you are there. However, some of the things they do not need the electrical engineer for you to understand. Some things they don't need the electrical engineer for you to understand. Some things don't need an analyst for you to understand. Some things they just need action. Because the question that you're asking yourself is that where are you going to get the money if you're already struggling with money? Because remember, last year, the government used around 300 million just to subsidize electricity and prevent the raise of electricity price. And a lot of people were complaining, is it a political reason? Is it a political reason? A lot of people were complaining, is it a political reason or is just the timing? But imagine continue subsidizing. Where was this money supposed to be used? Because remember, if you continue subsidizing without you making your institutions functioning very well, you continue subsidizing until to the extent that you do not have money anymore. Until to the extent that you do not have money anymore. We have seen the example of what happened to Air Namibia, where the government continued subsidizing until somebody came in and said, no, let us not drive something that is not profitable. Which is understandable in terms of the economy, it's understandable. Because there's a difference between you being seen having an airline and also you saving your money. Because having an airline which is operating on loss, but you just want a legacy that you cannot even manage, I think in my own personal opinion, I don't think it's a sustainable thing. It's a failed project. And yeah, let's go to a commercial break. Then we can come with continuation of our conversation. We are analyzing Namibia energy sector. We base our argument on the Business Today report. And we are also trying to see how can Namibia move forward in the next 5 years. And what is very interesting is that in the next 5 years, 2030 is a very important, it's going to be a very important year in our nation, because that will be a point of analysis to say where we came from, where we were willing to go, what have we achieved. And you just have a lot of questions to say, are we going to reach 2030 with the problems that we have, the problems that we have been having for the past 10 years? Are we going to reach 2030 where we are? Are our planning aligning with the resources that we have and with the reality on the ground? Are we ready to solve not all our problems, but are we ready to move the country? Because up to now, I am yet to see practical project than political statement. Because young people, especially those who graduated, they are still, they are still struggling. Their life is, the future is uncertain until now. Apart from the good planning, the good change of guards, change of leadership, and also the ambitions that we have. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. The time is 45 minutes past 1800 hours with David Shombe. And yeah, we are going to a commercial break. Then we can continue with the conversation.
Oulium nangeshifa noa haraku shivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahi tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahi tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hyundai at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is...
Yes, the time is 48 minutes, but it past 1800 hours. We are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are looking at Namibia energy sector. We are looking at national ambitions and also the reality on the ground. The question that we are asking ourselves is that do we have resources to fund what we want to achieve? That is the question that we are asking ourselves. Is our expression in line with what we are doing? That's the question that we are asking ourselves. And there's a lot of statements. And I love with all my heart. And it's an honest thing to say. We are too few to be poor. And that is an expression of our current, head of state and commander-in-chief. That we are too few to be poor. Yes, we are too few to be poor. You are right, Madam President, we are too few to be poor. Now, what can be done? What can be done? Is our action in line with what we are saying, or is too early to judge? Is our action in line with what we are saying, or is too early to judge? Because we declared a lot of things, state of emergency. There was poverty, was declared an ill, and our late, may his soul rest in peace, Dr. Ginkop, wanted to eradicate poverty. And when you go back and look at his plan, it was a brilliant plan, never been done before, Harambee Prosperity Plan 1 and 2. Where is it? What is the evaluation of it? How is our poverty level in the world scale? How is our poverty level in the world scale? Then you look at expression. You look at a lot of things have been said about how Namibia can be done. Then when you look at last year, drought was declared as a state of emergency in Namibia. What did we do about it? What did we do about it? What have happened? What did the government do? What did the private sector do to say? There's a lot of things which have been said, and apart from drought being declared as a state of emergency, and it was even said, and I remember correctly when the former Minister of Environment and Tourism, Mr. Shifeta, was speaking at Azerbaijan, when he indicated to say the drought which Namibia faced was never seen in the past 60 years. That was his statement. And yes, now we are done. We have a new administration. The rain have been falling very well. The rain have been raining so much heavily. Now, the question is that we have a lot of priorities. And I also like the fact that the government have also seen that they cannot achieve or they cannot fulfill all the promises by just identifying main 7 priorities. Now the question is that how are we going to move in terms of energy? Is it the right thing to give what you as a state cannot afford? Why can't you use that money to do other things? Yeah, because this is not only the question to the government, even the private sector. We know we have independent power producers. Even the private sector can also come in to say, where are we going as a country? And I was also shocked. I was shocked when I attend, ECB press release Then one of the journalists have asked the question to say, why do we have other, you know, businesses which are selling Namibia electricity outside the country where we also do not have enough? Then one of the executives have answered to say, no, we are using integrated resource management plan, and that is a document which I still have to read and see. Is it the right thing to sell what you don't also have in surplus? Or can you find a better way to do it? Because it can't be correct. I don't want to underestimate Zimbabwe, but it can't be correct. Even Zimbabwe has a good price in terms of electricity than us. It cannot be. We can do better than that. Based on our population, based on our what we have been talking about, based on our democratic status, based on everything, that good things that we've been praised about, based on our peace. But if we have we are buying expensive electricity, even Zimbabwe is ahead of us, I think we really have something. We really need to do something about it. And it's not a small thing. We really need to do something about it. So, dear listeners, those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, what does Namibia have and who is benefiting from this trade? And the other thing that you need to understand is also that in every situation, there's always somebody who is benefiting. Who is benefiting from this trade? From the SA and other countries. Who is benefiting from this trade? Or do we have barriers on the way? Because sometimes you find those good Namibians who really want changes, but you find also those stones on the way. The question that we're asking ourselves is that who is... there's always a saying to say, follow where the money is going. Who is going to benefit, or who has been benefiting from Namibia going down in terms of electricity? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. Who have been benefiting from Namibia going down in terms of energy? And for how long can we wait, particularly with emerging of green hydrogen to supplement the grid, even to independently assist the Namibian citizens? Because what is very interesting is also that what is very interesting when we talk about this amount of money, which have been estimated to be spent not even in more than 3 years, like 6.8 billion euros between January 2024 and December 2025. January 2024 and December 2025. These are the money which is estimated to be spent in terms of importation of electricity. Then the question is that who is going to benefit from that? And how can we change that, not only a narrative, but how can we be independent in terms of electricity? What is very interesting is that South Africa will continue supplying you with electricity even if they have their load shedding. But you are still going to lose money. You are still going to lose a lot of money. You are still going to lose a lot of money in terms of trade. When you look at our trade deficit for March, you'll be shocked. Around 2.7 billion being lost just within 1 month. And those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, is to say, how is the boat moving? How is Namibian boat moving? Is it moving, or there's some water coming in? Because if you have holes in the boat, and you are continue to paint it, just painting it instead of fixing those holes, you're never going to reach the offshore. Whether you have a very good heart, you have a nation at heart, but there are holes in the boat, you will never reach the offshore. And even us who are in the boat, we will never reach the offshore. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, are we moving the way we want to move? Is it right to give people plates without evaluating the amount of food that you're going to give them? Because electrifying 70% of the household, that is infrastructure development. What about human development? That is infrastructure development. And infrastructure, in terms of infrastructure, we have been doing very well. But what about human development? Are these people having the basic needs? Are they able to afford? And when you are electrifying 70% of the house, what house are you talking about? Are you talking about the ghettos? Are you talking about decent housing? Because you are electrifying and you did not sort out the issue of decent housing. Maybe those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And I really think it's also a right time that not only to look at the government, not only to look at the private sector, even individuals to say, where are we moving as a state? Where can we advise one another? Because these debates and conversation must always be driven from the point of wanting to help in terms of wanting to blame. Because this conversation should not be driven to for the sake of saying, I want to see the weakness somewhere. I want to see how can we assist. I want to see how can we test the system. Because if you bring me a very well drafted strategy without resources to implement that strategy, that is some people talk about it's a long term to victory. Because there's always a saying to say having a strategy without resources to support is a long term to victory. And you don't know for how long you're going to reach there. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. We have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. Today we are talking about the state of Namibian energy. We also are also trading for not too good reason to be the country with high price of electricity in SADC region. Because if these reports are not true, they can't be all of them. Because if you are number 2 in terms of economic inequality, you are number 1 in terms of youth unemployment or unemployment rate in SADC region, then you are grey listed. Then in terms of unhappiness, you are at in terms of happiness, you are at number 103, even overtaken by Iraq and Iran. Then you understand that there's something which needs to be done. There's something which needs to be done. Because in terms of rankings, we are not doing very well. And why can't we solve? In terms of energy, we are also not doing very well, although we have plenty of resources. Maybe, let's see how the green hydrogen is going to assist us. Maybe that could be the game changer. But are we also going to leave the nuclear sector alone? So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. Thank you very much for following us on our social media platform. And I'm always urging you to say, for you to be up to date with our economic news, always make sure that you download our e-paper, the Villager newspaper. And also make sure that, you are following us in all our social media platform. That is Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also download Iba app. Also download, our Eagle FM app so you can be listened to current and, current and also previous program through podcast. So I'm going to leave you in the good hands of, Uncle Fly. In Naruvanda with Ontuma program. So until next time, see you. Bye bye.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondo sheipindi konorahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, bali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na.